FM, Katy Perry, Teenage Dream, 17 minutes past 6.
I wasn't aware that there was like Met Aaron pornography on, well, online.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not really pornography, I suppose, but like Met Aaron, like, I don't know how I feel about this.
What are you talking about?
I'm on YouTube, I'm watching Met Aaron's Jean Byrne wearing a dress that's all got like slits all over it.
Hey, if you check my blog on 98fm.com, you will see that I posted Jean's response to the reaction she got to that dress.
But there's other ones. Jean Byrne in tight satin dress.
Yes, Jean Byrne, she is a fashion icon.
She's a bit hot. It's okay to fancy somebody from Met Aaron, isn't it?
You're only realising this now.
I know, but now that it's been pointed out to me,
seriously. Go to my blog and watch the YouTube video of Jean Byrne talking about fashion, discussing how she is a fashion icon. That's the end of it.
Somebody says that of her dress that has loads of slits on it. The comment on YouTube is, looks like she's gotten a fight with a bear.
It does a bit. I'd like to point out it's not her skin underneath, it's merely skin-coloured cloth. Again, if you want to
see
her, she reveals all these things. Paddy sends a text in 53981, says, "Hi, what's with the traffic on the Lucan Road?" Paddy, there's been an accident. First of all, it's heavy outbound. The Chapel is a bypass on the Lucan Road. But then further on, there's an accident, a four-car crash outbound on the N4 before Doddsborough. This junction 4A at the Spa Hotel. That's causing long delays in the area.
Jean Byrne.
Yeah, can we drop Jean?
I'm going to say that to some woman I see with like a slit in their dress soon in a bar. I'm going to go up and go, "Hey, sorry to disturb you from your drink, but is that your skin or skin-coloured cloth?"
Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Feel free to start the text campaign of Send Dermot Back to Dubai. I will wholeheartedly get behind it.
Skin-coloured cloth.
Some random facts for you. I'm kind of, for 2011, Dermot, I've decided the last couple of days, I'm refreshing people's memory of important facts that have been on Dave's World before, but some new ones thrown in there, so just keep everyone on their toes.
Keep everyone on their toes. You're rehashing old crap
and
mixing it in
crap
with just some new ones to give it a flavour of new.
For example,
you know what you like? Those episodes of Friends where they sit around and they go, "Do you remember when Joey got the job and the thing?"
Yeah,
and flashback.
And everyone loves those episodes.
No, we hate
them. Also, I've added to some. For example, you know I told you before that honey is the only food in the world that doesn't spoil. But I've now expanded this.
It does, it goes all crusty.
No, but you can still take the crust off and eat it. It doesn't spoil, it doesn't go off.
He plays for Tottenham, doesn't he? Crust off.
No, he doesn't. Honey found, you should enjoy this as an archaeologist. Honey found in the tombs of Egyptian pharaohs has been tasted by archaeologists and it's found edible thousands of years later.
What kind of archaeologist goes into a tomb and starts licking things?
The best kind.
Unless Willy Wonka was buried in there. You can start licking the walls of the tomb.
Adolf Hitler was a vegetarian and had only one testicle.
That's old hat.
Did you know he's a vegetarian?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I had him over for dinner and he wouldn't eat the steak I cooked him.
Coca-Cola would be green if they didn't add the brown colouring to it.
Sorry, why was he a vegetarian? I would just love if he had a problem with killing animals. It's just, it's inhumane. And then, like, everybody owns a train. Why was he a vegetarian?
I'm not here to defend Adolf Hitler's position of vegetarianism.
I won't wear leather, but I will kill people.
Months that began on a Sunday, begin on a Sunday, will always have a Friday the 13th. So beware. You know?
Okay.
On average, a hedgehog's heart beats 300 times a minute. That's a lot of heartbeat.
Congrats to the man who caught the hedgehog with a stethoscope and then listened to him and then let him go again.
More people are killed each year by bee stings than snake bites. Killed from bee stings.
Really?
Yeah, people are allergic to it. They get anaphylactic shock and stuff. And then obviously if you get enough bee stings, you're not allergic, you'll just die anyway. But
beast stings.
No, bee stings.
Bee stings.
Bee stings.
Bee stings. Bee stings.
Yeah. Bee stings. The average lead pencil will draw a line 35 miles long. Or it'll write 50,000 English words. Nothing. No reaction. Nothing. More people are allergic to cow's milk than any other food.
What?
More, yeah. Cow's milk is the most allergenic food.
I just made that
up. That's a good word.
You fell for it.
Yeah,
I was allergic to cow's milk as a baby, as was my son.
What happened? How are you not allergic to it now?
I don't know. It's just same with him. I drank goat's milk for the first year.
And then what's wrong with you? I've always
There's
wondered.
Nothing wrong with me.
Camels.
I was just a kid.
Camels have three eyelids to protect themselves from blowing sand in the desert. You've just been to Dubai. Did you see any